Hello, faithful friends. Welcome back. This is episode 2 of He Called Me Faithful with your host, Amanda Jones. And yeah, today I feel like I just had all week kind of different thoughts and ideas running around my head about what I wanted to talk about today and what I felt the Holy Spirit was putting on my heart. But they were all, kind of jumbled and I didn't really feel to write anything down. So yeah, I think I am supposed to just kind of wing it each week, honestly, kind of how last week was. So yeah, I just again pray beforehand and here we are. So this is episode 2, super exciting. Thank you so much everybody who listened to the first one and for all of the feedback and just encouragement. It was just really beautiful to have such a nice response, so thank you so much. But the main theme I think on my heart is just joy in the trials. And I've just had constant worship songs running through my head all week, and there's been a few different situations this week that have been trials, not for my family specifically, but for families around us in our community. So I think that's part of it for me. Whenever there is something heavy and like weighing on me, I feel like God does just, he speaks so much to me through worship songs, because a lot of them are just like scripture in song form as well, which is so beautiful. But yeah, it is just this whole thing of, as Christians, we are promised trials of many kinds, the Bible says. We are not promised an easier life when we become a Christian. Actually, often it can be harder, because we're not from, like, we're not meant to be like part of this world, really. Like, we are in this world, but not of it. And we're meant to, engage here and help people come to know the Lord and bring the kingdom of God down to earth. But we are not actually, like, of this earth. We are actually citizens of heaven. So it's not meant to be kind of comfortable or easy to be in this world. And we will still face trials like everybody else does. Things like health and finances and just friendships and jobs changing and just all of the things. That's also normal. But the beauty of the walk with the Lord is that even amidst trials, you genuinely can have joy and you genuinely can have peace. And I've seen that in my life too. Even when circumstances are really, really hard, I think that's when God puts a lot of songs into my heart and mind. And sometimes it's songs that I've heard already. A lot of times, honestly, it's not. Like, my favorite thing lately that God's been doing with me is whenever I'm in the car alone, which is rare, but I often feel to just turn the radio off and just be in silence and just start praying. And I just start praying in tongues and praying just anything on my heart too, and just worshiping just in my own words, and my own song comes out, and it's actually just so beautiful. I'm not like a singer or worship leader or anything like that, but I love to worship the Lord. And I mean, King Jesus deserves it all. So it just feels right, and something in me just lifts. And he just, through just song and him just putting these words in my heart and me just declaring them and singing them and speaking them out right away, I don't even think about it. Like, I think that's a big thing with the Holy Spirit, is like trying to turn your mind off. Like, don't overthink. If you feel from the Holy Spirit to do or say something, whether that's to another person or on your own or a certain type of prayer or even in worship, like when you feel to get on your knees or lift your hands, as soon as you start to think about it or overthink it even, or like think about other people, like, oh, what if someone sees or something like that, that's when you kind of start to derail. But if you just obey, like, God just, he just unleashes so much just love and peace and gratitude. And I think, sometimes people might look at, I don't know, even me or just anybody else they see who seems like just like on fire for the Lord and just loves to like worship and raise hands and stuff like that. Sometimes people like think it's, I don't know, just like fake or whatever. And other times people are like, I don't know, they just don't always understand unless you've been in that position. And I think you can't really get in that position unless you are truly seeking the Holy Spirit, and truly seeking to know his voice. So, yeah, when I am worshiping and I feel those nudges, especially if it's in a corporate service and everyone else is standing, it's awkward to get on your knees. But if I feel that, I know, like from experience, when I obey and I just listen to the Lord and picture Him in front of me, Jesus on His throne, and me singing and worshiping to Jesus on His throne, right there in front of me, everything else can fade away. All the other noises and thoughts fade away. And that is why I love to close my eyes. I don't always close my eyes in worship, but I do love to do that because, one, it's easier to visualize Jesus then as well. But two, it just helps the noise fade and me just not care. Like, just not care what people think or if they're judging or, like, just whatever, which hopefully isn't the case. Like, I think hopefully most of the time each Christian is just worshiping and doing their own business with God. That's how it should be. But yeah, it's just, there's just something in that simple obedience with little acts like that. And just hanging on to truths that we know too, because God doesn't change, even if our circumstances change, even if what we're going through feels heavy and just out of our element, God is still the same. And even with health trials, which is so hard to see someone go through or to think about, and so hard when the healing doesn't come, because that happens. But what we see in the Bible and what we see in God's word is His heart is always to heal. In when Jesus, like during His life, every time it talks about crowds coming to Him and healing, it says everyone, every single person who came to Him was healed, right? So we know God's heart is to heal. And these aren't people He wasn't like, oh, just get your life in order first, or, oh, go do all these good deeds first, or, oh, promise me that you're gonna, like, live the rest of your life for me, which people obviously have those personal stories sometimes, but we're just talking about Jesus right now. And it was none of those extra conditions. Like, He just, all who came to Him were healed. And I think part of that is the step and the act of even coming to Him is an act of faith. Whether you have doubt, whether you don't actually think you're gonna be healed, whether you, like, whatever you think, the act of even just accepting prayer, you know, or praying yourself, or just asking Jesus, or just getting yourself in an environment like a healing service or something, even if you have all these doubts and just really don't think it's going to do anything, the act of stepping or saying yes, or when someone offers prayer, saying yes, even if everything in you doesn't want it, that is faith of a mustard seed, right? That's the faith of a mustard seed. And that is all we need. When we are, yeah, pursuing the Lord and just wanting more from Him, just the faith of a mustard seed and just those little steps of obedience. So, yeah, that is the main thing that's been on my heart this week, is just these kind of truths that we know about the Bible. The Bible doesn't change. God doesn't change. Even if our circumstances look awry, even if things don't pan out the way that we prayed or hoped or thought they would, God is still good. He's always good. And that can be hard to wrap your head around, especially if you have lost somebody or are in a hard season. It can be really hard to wrap your head around, but knowing those truths helps you know that you are in the arms of someone who is stable and someone who loves you unconditionally and someone who has never changed and never will change. And I remember for me, after our third child, I went through pretty bad postpartum depression, and it was about a year and a half, and there were seasons in there where I just really felt like I was drowning. Like, I felt like I was underwater and under a layer of ice even that was covering the water, and there was no air hole, and I just couldn't get up. I couldn't catch my breath. I couldn't get out of this ice, and I went through pretty long seasons where that would hit. And it was really hard, but I just knew in my head, even though I was depressed and feeling all these things, I just still always knew that God is good and that there's joy in the trials. And it didn't always change exactly how I felt right away, but I think hanging on to that truth and clinging to those words really did help me kind of come through and just know that there was going to be another side, that there was going to be light on the other side. Even struggles like with marriage too, it's like if there was a season where we were really struggling, I just knew, like, God is good, and God is for marriage even, and it's going to be okay. Like, both of us, my husband and I, are both pursuing the Lord, and even though we might not be changing the way the other one of us wants us to change, or at the pace the other one wants us to change, or anything like that, just knowing that God is good, and that God's got it, and that there is light on the other side, and that through the trials, we actually do become closer with God. And I actually felt that even during my depression, I heard this really good sermon, and it was just like, the darker the season, the deeper you can go with God. And it was just so true. Going through that hard of a season, it just opened my eyes to a lot. It helped me be a lot more understanding of other people. I think before that, I didn't fully understand mental health too, and I was kind of like, just thought I had simple solutions for people, like, just do A, B, C, and D, and like, you can just stick to that and you'll be okay. But then going through it myself and literally, like, just having less than zero motivation to do any of those things, and even me knowing the things that I should be doing and that could get me out of depression, but just not having any capacity or just even brainwidth or thoughts to even just think about those things. That was a really hard season for that reason. But God showed me a lot, and he helped me relate to other people. And I think I can relate a lot better now to other moms too. Because I think, like, my first two kids were fairly easy overall, and obviously there were trials and different things we went through, but they were pretty easy overall, and I felt really good overall. So then to have, like, to go through the stuff I went through with the third, it softened my heart so much more and helped me just understand so much more, and also just that every child truly is different. Like, you can be the best mom in the world, and it can still be a challenge. So I think, yeah, it just really softened me in a lot of ways to the world and grew my empathy. But ultimately, yeah, it drew me closer to Jesus, because I literally needed him to get out of that season. And I don't think I could have if I wasn't a Christian and I didn't have Jesus, honestly. Like, it was me clinging to him and just knowing, hanging on to that hope and knowing that things would get better eventually, even if it felt like there was no end in sight to what I was going through. Those were some of the things that really did get me through, and obviously friends and community too, and just whenever I did reach out, I had this one friend, when I reached out to her, she had been through it, so she just had, like, just the most beautiful messages and things and encouragements, and that helped so much too. Like, God uses other people so often. Like, we are not meant to be alone or isolated. And it's funny, because when you look at like in prisons and stuff, the biggest punishment is to be put into isolation, to be put into, like, the confinement area or box or whatever, and just be alone and not able to talk to anyone. And the funny part is that so many of us in this day and age, especially in this technology day and age, choose to be isolated, choose to stay at home, choose to not make friends and not share your struggles with people, and choose to sit alone in your trials, and we're not meant to. So I think, yeah, just acknowledging nobody is perfect and everybody goes through things, that can help you share with somebody. Just knowing, share with someone safe, obviously, but yeah, and you want to share with people too who you know will help you, like, who want the best for you and can help you get out of it, even just by sitting with you and listening. Right? But you just want to share it with people who, yeah, will protect you and have your best interests at heart when you are going through a hard season like that. So, yeah, that is just the, I guess, encouragement and just thoughts for today. Anybody who is struggling with especially depression or anything like that, like, I really would encourage you, even if it takes everything in you to message somebody, just ask someone to come over and just sit with you, and no questions. Like, you can say that too, like, I don't want to talk, I don't want any questions, but just having somebody with you, or even just messaging someone to pray for you, right? That's pretty easy to do. Just send a text saying, can you please pray for me, I'm struggling. You don't even have to go into details, and then, yeah, they can just, like, send you a prayer too, and just be praying for you in general. And prayer just really does shift things and change things and can protect you in so many ways. So, yeah, that's the challenge for today. I feel like most of these kind of episodes will probably try and end with a challenge. So last week's, yeah, was just asking the Lord how he sees you. So this week's is if you're struggling, to message a friend to pray for you. And then the flip side, if you're not struggling and you're doing well right now, maybe just pray and ask God if he can put someone on your mind who is struggling and a way that you can bless them. So that could be just like dropping off a coffee or bringing them a meal or even just sending them a message or even a handwritten note and dropping it off, or actually offering to visit too, because sometimes that's what people want as well but don't know how to ask for it. So yeah, no matter where you are, I would just, yeah, challenge you to just grow that community piece and just ask God who you can bless today. And I found that too, last thing, in my life as well. Anytime when I'm like, man, like, God, can you put me on someone's heart? When I start to think selfishly kind of like that, like, God, can you put me on someone's heart this week? Like, I just really want someone to drop off a gift or like a coffee or something. But then God challenges me. He's like, who can you do that for? Right? So it's the whole like, be the friend that you want to have. Right? So whenever you are struggling or sad or wish somebody would do something for you, ask yourself, am I doing that for other people, right? Because you want to be the friend and show an example of what, like, that kind of friend looks like. So other people know too, because sometimes people just don't know how to help. And B, it gets you out of your own head. Like, it gets the focus off of yourself. Even if you're struggling too, it gets the focus off of yourself and helps you to reset and look to someone else. And then that can help your heart just kind of reset as well and gets you out of your head. That's a really good way to get out of your head when you're in overwhelming or thoughts or just overthinking things, is just shifting your gaze to Jesus, obviously, number one, but also just to others. That can really help you get out of your head. So, yeah, there's some little tidbits. I hope something in here helped you, and I hope you have a great day. And I'll see you next week.